Okay, today is Daf Lamed in Masechta Tamid. I'd like to discuss today three lines in the very end of the Perek on Daf Lamed on the base. The last three lines read, "V'Evin Hoysa Lefnei Hamenorah." There was a stone that was positioned, set in front of the menorah, uvo gimel milas. And on this stone there were three steps. When the Kohen would light the menorah every single day, or when Meitiv Neros, he would clean the Neros, light the menorah, to get to the top of the menorah, in order to reach the menorah, there was a stone. And there were three steps. Shalecha Kohen, the Kohen would stand, and upon this stand, Meitiv Esaneros, he would cleanse the neros, umaniach es hakuz al mala shnia v'yotza, and he would put the kuz is the container of oil, on the second step, v'yotza, and then he would leave. We're describing the Seder Hayom, and when the Mishnah tells us part of the Seder Hayom is that there was a Kohen that one of the Kohanim would cleanse, would come into the Heichal and cleanse the leftover oil and wicks, replace the wicks, and prepare the menorah for the lighting, which the lighting took place mainly in the evening. There are different opinions of when they lit the menorah. According to the similar understanding, the menorah was lit once a day, me'erev ad boker. In the evening is when they would light the menorah. And the only thing they would leave lit for the entire day was the ner ma'aravi, with one ner, two neros, Ner Maravi, but that was not the main mitzvah of lighting the menorah. The main mitzvah of lighting the menorah was done in the evening, but the cleansing of the menorah and the preparation of the oil and the new wicks was done in the morning when they would clean the mizbeach hapnimi and when they would offer the ketores and bring the carbon tamid at some part of the process, which the Mishnah discussed in great detail in different opinions. And the Mishnah exactly how everything played out is when they would prepare the menorah. How would they prepare the menorah? Simple. Take the wicks, the oil. There was a stone. The stone has three steps, and it describes the Kohen standing on this stone. Now, question is as follows. Last pasuk in Parashas Yisro. Lain this twice every year, because Naftir, right? Naftir. Also, we lain this... it's also, I think, you're part of... Okay, but we lain... Pasuk says, "V'loisale v'malos al mizbechi." Comes to the mizbeach. You're not allowed to ascend the mizbeach on steps. Yeah. Steps, asher. Why not? The Torah gives a reason. It's very unusual for the Torah to give reasons. Here it does. Lo sigole ervoscho love, that the erva should not be revealed upon the a love upon the mizbeach, a love or upon the ramp. It's not really clear what is the love referred to. But lo sigola ervas chala. Let me read over here the Rashi. Asher lo sigola. Let me read lo salav v'malos kishat boine kevesh l'mizbeach. When you build a ramp, and the mizbeach was 10 amos tall, or not really 9 amos. The corners, the chronos were the 10th amah, was 9. That means approximately 15 to 18 feet. That's pretty tall. Okay, that's more than one story. It's almost 2 stories. So how do you get to the top of the mizbeach? Was there a ladder? Was there an elevator? Today, build an elevator. What's the shaila, right? Build an elevator to get to the top of the mizbeach. No, you have to have some type of staircase. So it says, "Loisalav malos kishat boy nekevsh." You built a ramp. The mizbeach loisaseu malos malos. Don't build the staircase with steps. El cholok yehei umeshupa. It should be smooth and it should be slope. Like we know, it was a very large, it was 32, almost 60, 64 feet approximately, causing this year a very long slope to get to the surface of the Mizbeach. Why? Asher lo sigol ervascha, sha'al yedei ha'malos, if you come to the Mizbeach with steps, ata tzach laharchiv p'siyo tzach, you have to widen your steps. Now the afal pi she'en a goli erva mamish, there's no gili erva. When a kohen is wearing, he's wearing the mechnasayim, goes all the way down. It covers. There's no gili erva. Nothing is being uncovered. It's completely closed. Shreik Sivit says, "V'yasul ha mechnasayvat lechatzoyis besar erva, the lichnas evat, they completely cover their erva. There was no concern whatsoever. Mikol mokayim. So this very interesting pasuk. The pasuk is a fascinating. What the pasuk is telling us: harchava sapasios korov legili ervahu. Rashi, taking wide steps, it has the appearance korov legili ervahu. The atudoyik b'chem minag bezoyim. And it's a disgrace for the holy Mizbeach to have something that appears to be Korov L'Gili Erva. For Yidvarim Kal V'Chayre, the Rashi goes further. These stones have no intellect to be sensitive to the fact that Koin is taking a wide step and is exposed doing something which is Korov L'Gili Erva, whatever that means. Yet, Omer Torah Hoyl V'Yesh B'Chem Tzorich, there's a need. You need to serve Hashem, you need to go on the Mizbech, therefore don't disgrace the stones by Gili Erva. Chavercha, another human being that's sensitive to insult, Shubidmus Yitzrecha, that is in the image of your Creator, Makbid al Bizyoinoi, Allah has kam v'kamva. From here we learn, do not be mevaze, do not embarrass or cause bad feeling to your friend who is Bidimus Yaitzra. Fascinating Rashi, fascinating pasuk. Korov l'gili erva. There's no gili erva. Like pants. Everyone had a person fully dressed wearing a pair of pants. Shaila. And certainly the Koyanim wore pants. On top of the pants, they wore the kesoinis. And the kesoinis went all the way down, like a tunic. All the way down. So it was like really a double covering. It's not even shaykh. For the gili erva, korov l'gili erva, fine. Kal v'chomer, you should be sensitive to the feelings of your friend. What's the question? So why then, when it comes to the menorah, there are steps. The kevesh is a ramp to the mizbeach. The even hoysolifnei hamenorah uba gimel milas. There are three steps. Shalech oimera kemetivis aneros. What's going on? Simple question. I have to go into all this elaboration. Simple question. Why for the mizbeach is there a ramp, and why for the menorah are there three steps? Good question.
Private lining.
What?
Lighting menorah, no one else is there.
No one is there. It's an interesting point. But so what? It's a Gili Erva. I mean, you still there's a Shiloh of Gili Erva. What's the difference? So I want to present for you a few different ideas. First idea, to give the sense, I saw some of this in the Daf Al Daf. The shame is safe. I never heard of this ever called the Yekev, the wine press of Ephraim. Yekev Ephraim. Marach on this scene, why are there different steps, Mizbeach and Nadav? So he gives three answers. Then I want to tell you another answer and then discuss some other things. First answer he gives is, what is the purpose of, when you do the Avodah on the Mizbeach, where is the Avodah done? On the Mizbeach itself. Come to the top of the Mizbech, you're on the top of the Mizbech, and it's there where you burn the Emurim, it is there where you do Zrika, if you have to go on the small ramp to go around the Soivev to do the Zrika. The Avodah primarily is done on the Mizbech itself. It's not really 100% correct, because when you threw the Evarim onto the fire, it says they stood on the ramp. They sit on the rim and they threw it over. So, I don't know if I just saw it right now. It's not. But let's discuss the Zrika Sadab. Okay, we'll do one thing at a time. The Zrika was either done on the ground, Lamata Michut HaSikra, or the Zrika was done Lamala Michut HaSikra. You had to go up on the Mizbeach and go onto the Soyedate. So, you were actually standing on the Mizbeach itself. The rim is just an object that's there for you to get to the Mizbeach. But the avoda itself, generally, is done on the mizbeach itself. So the ramp is only a means to get there. When it comes to the menorah, when you light the menorah, and when you clean the menorah, the hatava and the hadlaka, you don't do it on the menorah itself. You're doing the avoda away from the menorah, towards the menorah. So that's the difference. When you come in, what?
When you're throwing your bar,
right, that's my question. That's the difficulty I have with this answer. I don't know the answer to it, but let's not focus on the burning of the imum, which is not ma'akid. The only thing that's really ma'akid by a carbon is the zrikas hadam.
Yeah. Are you on the Mizbeach when you do the Zrika?
No, you're not. That's exactly the point. Either when you do the Zrika, you are on the ground, and you're doing it Lamata Michot HaZrika, or you're on the Sovev.
Right.
How do you get to the Sovev? You go on the ramp. The way to get to the Sovev is you go up the ramp. You go on the big ramp, then you turn to the small ramp, and you have to go on ramps to get to the Sovev. So that's exactly the point. When you're doing the Maisa Avoida, you're not on the Mizbeach. Therefore, that's why the Torah here can be mocked, that you should make a rim not to Megala the Erev. When you're doing the menorah, it's not shy. A rib is not a place. This is another Indian. A rib is not a place that you can station yourself. A person cannot stand on a place that is on a slope. You're either going up or you're going down. That's one of the when it comes to the Mizbeach, you got to keep on going. You can't rest when you're going on a ramp. If you're going to rest, the pressure is too great. You're going to fall. You're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to fall back. You're going to want to go back. If you want to get to the, keep on going. When you want to step, you can stop and you can relax. There's no difference stopping here or stopping on one of the steps. I'm stationary. So that's the difference. When it comes to the Mizbeach, being that the Avoda is done on the Mizbeach itself, therefore, here we can have the convenience of having a ramp. Because the ramp is not part of the Avoda, it's just a means to an end. So then it's a nice thing, L'Segaler V'Aschalah. But when it comes to the menorah, you have to stand on some type of platform in order to do the avodah, because you don't stand on the menorah itself. You stand on a platform, and on the platform you do the avodah. Therefore, we have no choice. You can't stand on a ramp when you light the menorah, because you can't stand on such a ramp. That's the first answer he gives. Now, I don't like this answer for number, not for me to not like, but the difficulties. Because first of all, like you said, the only avodah, the Mizbeach, is not only the avoda of doing Zrika. They would burn a mur. That was only the main avoda of the Mizbeach. They would throw the emurim on the fire of the Mizbeach. Where did they throw the emurim from? The ramp. They did not come to the surface of the Mizbeach to throw the emurim. Out of the halach of throwing, there has to be a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, so you should throw it over the gap. That's why some of the minig on Shabbos, you throw the challah a little bit. You cut the challah for the guests, for your family, and you throw it, just like they would throw from the ramp. So there is an in, so...
As they're going up.
So you see that there's not a difference.
You have to stop.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Another difficulty with this answer, so why can't you make a ramp leading to a platform? The menorah doesn't have to have three steps, have a ramp, and then the ramp will reach a surface, which will be a flat surface, and on that flat platform, the Kohen will light the menorah, be made of the Neros. It doesn't have to do the, it's not all or nothing. There's a ramp, and you have to stand on the ramp when you're being made to light the Neros. Have a ramp, which leads up to a flat surface, and on that flat surface, he will be made to light the Neros. There will not be any point where there will be Gileva of wide steps. It's a difficult answer. The second answer he gives appears to be a much more powerful answer, and he brings many rights to this. The ramp is a chelik of the Mizbeach, the other extreme. There are many examples where we find this idea. For example, what kind of stones are you allowed to use to build the Mizbeach? There's a requirement that barzel, metal tool, cannot be used to cut stones in order to make the Mizbeach. That same requirement of sonifal and barzel is true for the ramp. The stones used to construct the ramp may not be taken from stones that were cut with metal. Same, that's the halacha. Another example. If the Mizbeach is missing the ramp, it's possible. Any avoda you need, you have a Mizbeach, you need to do Zrika. Let's say for whatever reason the ramp is not here today. They took the ramp out for repair. It's not a kosher Mizbeach. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, part of the requirements of the Mizbeach is the Mizbeach have corners, has to have a yesod, and it must have a kevesh. If the kevesh is missing, the Mizbeach is possible. Another example, we see that the ramp is a chelik of the Mizbeach. Another example. There are certain types of korbanos which are possible. The chatchil, they're not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, but b'diavad, if they're already brought to the surface of the Mizbeach, you don't remove them. What happens if you take these items and they put them on the ramp of the Mizbeach? Are they already sanctified to the degree? No, once they made it to the ramp, to the Mizbeach, they are not removed. The rule is the ramp has the same status of the Mizbeach, just like certain Korbanos, if they're put on the Mizbeach, they're not removed. If the Korbanos make it to the ramp, once they've got there, they're sanctified, they are not removed. So we see a third example where the ramp is a chelik of the Mizbeach itself. Fourth example, lina. Anything that was on the Mizbeach the entire night, there's no lina. There's anything which is left over to the next morning if you have a carbon and you don't put the meat on the Mizbeach at night and it comes morning, it's noiser. Let's say you put it on the Mizbeach, but it doesn't get burnt. It's on the Mizbeach the entire night for whatever reason. It wasn't burnt. So now it's the following morning. Am I allowed to continue burning this meat on the Mizbeach? Does it become nicer? No. Once it made it to the surface of the Mizbeach, it does not become possible to lina. That same rule applies to pieces of meat which have been put on the ramp. Even though they have not been consumed, as long as it made it to the ramp, it does not become possible in the morning with lina, does not become nicer. So there are four examples where we see that the Kedusha, the sanctity of the ramp, is equivalent to the sanctity of the Mizbeach itself. Now we can understand. The reason why you're not allowed to ascend the Mizbeach on with steps is because whatever technique, ever device you create to ascend the Mizbeach will automatically have the same sanctity as the Mizbeach. And therefore, if it will be steps, you will be disgracing an object by taking wide steps which has full-fledged sanctity. The stone that's used to ascend the menorah does not have any sanctity. It's just a platform. It's not a chelik of the menorah. It's not a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash. It does not have sanctity. Therefore, there's no restriction in taking wide steps upon this platform, this device, to ascend to the height of the menorah.
So you're not over mila with the stones?
Of the stones of what?
The menorah.
Or not. Exactly the point. Exactly. The degree of sanctity. I don't know exactly. Maybe it's Bedek HaBayis. I don't know. You have to judge what level of sanctity. But one thing is clear. It's not part of the menorah. The ramp is a very interesting issue. The ramp has the same sanctity as the Mizbeach. Okay, four examples. The stone, the platform, the steps that we use to come to the menorah is not a chelik of the menorah. It's not a chelik of the Beis HaMikdash. It's just some type of staircase. Mimela, when the Torah says lo segaler vascha, that's only when you're walking, you're treading upon an object which has sanctity. But the stepping stone for the menorah does not have sanctity. There's no prohibition. We're not careful with this thing of lo segaler vascha Allah. That's the second answer. I want to present you another answer. Now, this answer is not a perfect answer. There are difficulties, and there are a lot of dukkim. There are two different things. The din called hadlaka and hatov. The Rambam passes, the Gemara Masechet Yoma Daf Chav Dalid, it's Gemara. The Rambam passes like this Gemara, because different opinions of the Gemara, that hadlakas haneros is kshera bizar. Lighting the menorah is not an avod. To do Kabbalah, Hoylachosh, and Zrika, this can only be done by a Kohen. If a Yisrael does Kabbalah, Hoylach, and Zrika, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. It's an avod that is reserved for Kohanim. What about lighting the menorah? Is a Zor, is a Yisrael allowed to light the menorah? The answer is yes. According to the Rambam, Gemara, it's not an avod. Had no way to send it to the dafka to be done by a Kohen, halakas and Eris, and the fact someone they would take the menorah, but generally a Yisrael was not allowed to enter, the Heichel. So how then, how you have a Heichetimsa? Take the menorah outside. You take the menorah outside the Beis HaMikdash, you mechadeit the Rosh Hashiva to light the menorah, and then the Kohanim bring the lit menorah back into the Heichel. It could be it was even done such a thing. We don't exactly know the details. Hadlokas haneros does not require a din koyin. Hatovas haneros, the cleansing of the neros, does require a koyin. That's halacha, the preparation of the neros, the hachana. You see, the hachana is more, there's a lot of Torah on this, a lot of drush, musar. The preparation of the neros is more chosher than the actual lighting of the neros. This must be done by a koyin. Now, anything now, the first time we ask the question, just to illustrate this point. Now, I don't know the details. I want to suggest, I don't know the details, is that since the hachana leads up to the lighting of the menorah, and what I'm saying is, I'm saying I have no makar for this, and you have to analyze, you have to be ma'ayin into this. But it's a different type of avod. Even though it's true that the hatava can only be done by a kohen, but the fact that the hatava is only a hachana for the hadlaka, and the hadlaka does need a kohen, it automatically means that the hatava is a different type of avod. It's different. It's not like zrika. Zrika needs a kohen. Hatava also needs a kohen. But since the hatava is only a hachana for the hadlaka, and the hadlaka does need a kohen, so the hatava that needs a kohen, it's a different type of avod. Okay, fine. Question. Now that can answer the question I'm about to ask you now. How could it be there's a halacha that there may not be a chatzitza between the koyin and the ground of the azara? So how can the koyin go and ascend a stepping stool to do the lighting of the menorah or to do the hatava? There's a chatzitza. There are so many mishnayos that discuss chatzitza. You're sitting on an animal, sitting on your friend. He's not standing on the surface of the azara.
It's not part of the menorah.
What?
But it's not part of the menorah.
Exactly. So it's a chatzitza. If it was like the ramp, it was like the going up to the mizbeach, so that's part of the mizbeach. But being that this stepping stone is not part of the menorah, it should be a chatzitza.
But how else are you supposed to do it?
How?
The menorah is up there.
You
get a tall coin. According to most of the Farshim, it was so tall it was exactly your height. 18 amos. There's a question, what do you need altogether? I come to that if I have time.
Amos. That's how tall.
18 tefachim. 18 tefachim was very small. It was exactly the same height. A person is 18 tefachim. The menorah did it was exactly came eye to eye. So it was no big deal. There's no big deal to light it without. You don't even need the stepping stone. Why? That's another reason. We'll get there. If I have time, we'll get there later on. So what? You get a tall coin. So why do you? So should it be a chatzitza? How could it be over here that you have these? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. The Torah does not. It does the halos ches haneros, but doesn't explicitly say that there should be a stepping stone. So why isn't it a chatzitza? So the answer is. So this I saw. This answer is enochanami lining of the menorah. As far as the lighting is concerned, it's totally not an issue. Because the lighting is not an avoda. It's not an avoda, so there's no requirement. You have to stand on the ground. This is where I'm coming to the point I want to make, is you don't even need to wear the bidei kahuna. Even if the kohen does the avoda, let's say, because who could enter the heichal? A kohen. He doesn't need to wear bidei kahuna.
Exactly.
A zar can do it. A zar can go into the heichal, so they have to be there outside. But let's say a kohen goes inside, he doesn't need to wear the bidei kahuna. He doesn't need to wear the bidei kahuna. It's not an avoda, so there's no big deal. So you can stand on the ground, you can stand on the stepping stone. There's no problem, chatzitza. And that's good for the lining of the menorah. What about the hatava? That's already more of a difficult question. So the only kind of here it's explicit, so it's so interesting is here in the Mishnah, is only discussing the hatava. It only tells us, like you have to learn the Mishnah later on, lighting of the Mishnah in the evening, but it only says, ascending, if I'm not mistaken, it only says the Mishnah is standing on the stepping stone, on the stone for the hatava. It doesn't mention you stand on the stepping stone for the hadlaka. L'chari, of course, you also, once you did the hatava, you stood on the stepping stone, you also stood on the stepping stone for the hadlighting. But the lighting is certainly not a problem because it's not an avoda. What about the hatava? So you have to say that being, again, I don't know if this is correct, but being that the hatava is only hachana for the halakha, and halakha is not an avoda, the hatava is a lower standard avoda. You don't have the same stringent requirements of bigdei kahuna. I don't know if you can say that. You don't need the kahuna, you need a kohen, but maybe the dinah chatzitza is not as severe. What I'm trying to get at is a chiddush, which, again, like I told you, I don't know if it's correct, as follows. What is this Torah reveals us? L'sale v'males al mizbechia shel sigol v'aschola. What do I need this for? The Torah all of a sudden is giving me reasons. The Torah all of a sudden became a b'nei yisoschar as a medrash. The Torah never gives reasons. It says l'sale v'males al mizbechia. Don't walk on those. It's laws. There'll be medrashim. There'll be ma'amar chazal. Why shouldn't you go on steps? Oh, it's a medrash. The Medrash in Sinai, Halacha, Rosh says because it's Gilu Yerva. Why it's steps Gilu? Oh, we can make the same Kal Mechamer. All the Torah needed to say, L'Sal Malcham Mizbri. If the Torah would not have said, L'Sigol Ervascha Olav, no one would have blinked. We would have had a million Midrashim telling us the Lamedes. Torah tells us this, is telling us, I want to say Chiddush, the din of Ma'alais is a din in the Big Day Kahuna. The purpose of Big Day Kahuna is L'Chasois Pesar Erva. That's what it says. The Asulah Hamichne Sevad L'Chasois Pesar Erva. The Torah is explicit. Now it says Lo Sale V'Malas Al Mizbech Asher Lo Sigol Ervascha. If you take wide steps you are being mevatel your big day kahuna. It's like you're naked. Not that you're naked. A kohen needs to wear big day kahuna to do the avoda. You're only called a kohen if you're wearing the clothing. What's the clothing? Legalis v'sayarva. If I'm going to outsmart the big day kahuna, I'm wearing the big day kahuna, I'm lechas v'sayarva, by outsmarting the big day kahuna. Because I take wide steps. And the wide steps carve the girerva. And basically, I've taken off, I've counteracted with mevatel the big day kahuna. Oh, you don't have big day kahuna? So you're not a kohen. You only called a kohen when you're wearing the big day kahuna. It's a gemara, it's a chazal. You're not a kohen. You're not a kohen, so it's a zor that's doing the avoda on the mizbeach. So when it comes to the mizbeach, you must have a kohen. It's only kshzrika, kabbalah, hoylacha, is only ksherb kohen. You're kohen, you have to wear the big day kahuna. Wearing the big day kahuna, if you're going to take wide steps, you're going to be mevatel with din kahuna, because you're not wearing, you'll be mevatel, it's just not real big day kahuna. When it comes to the menorah, especially the hadlaka is not a din in kahuna. As Rambam explicitly paskin zor kashera, a zor is kosher to light the menorah. Hadlaka saner is kashera bizar. You don't need a kohen. You don't need a kohen. You don't need a big kahuna. You don't need a big kahuna. So what's the big deal? If the kohen is doing it, and the kohen is taking wide steps, so no, he's mevatel as din kahuna. You don't need a kahuna. Doesn't make a difference. Atova, you need a kohen. So the same answer. It's not a chatzitza. Again, this is not so pashut, but it's a different type of avoda. The stringency of the din kahuna on the hatov is not the same like an avoda, because if hatov is only a hagdama to the hadlaka, hadlaka does need a kohen, a zaris kshera. So the technical details that the kohen should be bikihunoi with his big day kahuna do not apply to the hatova to the degree. I don't need big day kahuna. You technically probably do need big day kahuna, but you don't have that same requirement of korov legiri erva to mevatel the big day kahuna. That's the chesed I want to say. Now I want to just take this a little bit further, a little quick drush to explain this inyan. First of all, why there are three steps? So the answer is because there are three psukim that mention the word halah. Halah is mentioned three times in the Torah. Abhalois ches haneros v'he'alois neroseha lehalois nerotamit. Okay, it's halah three times. Okay, I want to say just why. What's the difference between the mizbeach and the menorah? What is the mizbeach? The mizbeach is symbolic of sacrifice, to give up your life, to give up your money, to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the menorah? It's mesamel limud haTorah. When you have to make sacrifice in life, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You should do with dignity and pride. Person, Rahman Litzlan, I don't know, now good things and bad things. The person, let's say, this Shmat, people give up their lives, the Mekadesh, their names, Akid Hashem Shemayim, you shouldn't feel embarrassed. Lo Segale B'Sar Erva. Gili Erva, what's Gili Erva? Busha. When the Erva is exposed, a normal healthy person is embarrassed if he's not dressed properly. So the din of Gilui Erva is not just to Davi Mavaz and the Mizbeach, there's also a busha. When you make sacrifices in life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be filled with pride. And pride, and happiness. Therefore, the Torah is very machbir to bring out that lesson. Everything you do in the Mizbeach should be without busha. No busha. Lo segal lebesa erva. When it comes to the menorah, is mesamel limud haTorah. What does it say in Pirkei Avos? V'loy habayshon lamed. A person who's embarrassed will never learn anything. He's too embarrassed to reveal that he's ignorant. Part of the process of learning Torah involves busha. Therefore, there are steps. Because when there are steps, there are wide steps. When there are wide steps, karav l'gili erva. Gili erva is a busha. Einochinami. When you come to light the menorah to learn Torah, V'loy habayishim lamed. There will be embarrassment. You will be a shtickle embarrassed. But that's the sacrifice there, the sacrifice you have to make to light the menorah is the din busha. So that's where we have the contrast. What is each mesamel? Mizbeach mesamel sacrifice. L'man HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, do it with pride. Torah, V'loy HaBayi Shalom made. You have to be the Nebush. That's what there has to be. There's a very beautiful verse, another verse from Moshe Feinstein. He says, why do you have to have steps? The Gemara says it was 18 amos tall. The person is 18 amos, you can reach. Lighting the menorah is Mesamel, teaching Talmidim. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. When you light a menorah at face length and you lift up your hand a little bit, okay, you light the neros, but you can't see clearly exactly what's doing. If you stand on a stool, on some type of platform, and you look down, even though you don't need to do so, you can just light. You can clearly see exactly what's taking place. When a Rebbe teaches Talmidim Torah, you just shouldn't do that at a distance, just klachayat, I say a shir, goodbye, get lost.
Yaitzah.
You have to stand over your Talmidim and clearly analyze and see their needs. You have to stand on top of the Talmidim. That's another reason. All right. Out of time, I don't want to press my luck. I have more to say, but
it's not done.